Rich Gamble joins us on 720 WGN. He is the board president for the Chicago Loop Alliance. And Rich, for everyone who might not be aware, tell them what the Chicago Loop Alliance is.
Well, the Loop Alliance is a business association that creates, manages, and promotes positive and inclusive programs to attract people to the Loop and to accelerate the economic recovery.
So it's your job to get tourists downtown to, you know, drum up business. And what are your members saying? What are the business people in the Loop saying after what happened over the weekend in Chicago?
Well, overall, the businesses that are downtown are just concerned about their customers, their staff, their property, the neighborhood itself, residents, because we are one of the fastest growing residential communities in Chicago, and that makes Chicago one of the fastest growing in the country, but also for our visitors and tourists. You know, we're concerned about the narrative that's out there about the city, our reputation. We're a world-class city. We have world-class assets from the litany of architecture, arts, culture, dining, hotels, education, shopping, and so many other things that span small business, entrepreneurs, and all the way to large and national, international companies that we have located here, and cultural assets that are globally known. And so we want to make sure that Chicago stays a welcoming place, an inviting place. It's a beautiful place. If you're born and raised here like I am, you want people to celebrate this city and enjoy it the way that we have come to know it in all of its splendor.
I love it. I love this city so much. It's my favorite city in the world. We talked to Lenora Dennis. She is the Good Samaritan who stopped the beatdown on the young couple who was visiting Chicago, had a Nordstrom bag in their hand, and I think you've probably seen the video. Yet Kevin Powell, who is on our show and lives in the city, had no idea anything was going on. He went out to dinner, walked around the city Saturday night, unaware, because these incidents are isolated, but they're amplified, and it's what everybody sees, not just in Chicago, but in the burbs and throughout the nation.
That's right.
And so that's what has to be changed, because the image in people's minds of Chicago is that very image, that video that they see.
That's right. I mean, and I'm glad you said that. These are exactly that. While they have happened over time, they are isolated incidents. It's not like this happens every day of the year or every week. It, you know, usually in the spring when the first warm weather day comes, it's an exciting time for us all. We've been, you know, you throw COVID on top of it, throw the pandemic on top of it. We've all been kind of trapped in our homes or in our communities, and it's just nice to get back out and explore. And the last thing that we want to have anyone feel or have anyone experience is violence or any lack of safety. And so when things like this happen, it's natural for us all to have a sense of sadness and outrage and want to figure out, you know, what exactly can we do? What programs can we offer? What kind of things can we do to support every community? Because, you know, the whole city matters. It's not just downtown. Everyone matters.
Right. But because you are representing those people downtown as the board president for the Chicago Loop Alliance, what do you say when you sit down with Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, who at that point, I would imagine by the time you have a meeting with him, will be the mayor? What do you say on behalf of the people you represent?
Well, I say that we are looking for ways to have the most attractive, safest possible environment that is a thriving center of business, which is what the Loop has always been. We're the center of arts and culture. We're the center of the business community here. And in order for people to come back to work, in order for people to visit, they need to feel safe. There has to be a clean and safe environment and programming that welcomes people that are residents, but also people who want to come and visit and do business here.
You talked about the growth go ahead.
Well, there are just many ways of doing that, but I think it is going to take a citywide partnership with the combination of elected officials, our law enforcement community, our philanthropic community, which is vibrant, our not-for-profits. This is an all-hands-on-deck situation, and we just need to get together and understand what the root causes are and make sure that there's programming and there's resources available to make sure that everyone has the tools they need to enjoy themselves and the programming that is available to enjoy themselves when they come here and be productive.
And before I let you go, let's go back to it growing as a place for people to live, not just work and shop. There's been a lot of talk about how much empty office space there is and how much of that will be converted into residential units. Has that already begun?
Yes, it has. Actually, there is on LaSalle Street, which you may have heard, LaSalle Reimagined. We have a number of properties that are being redeveloped into mixed-use properties, 30% residential, affordable residential, hotels, and others. There's about $500 million that's been committed to downtown adaptive reuse projects through dedicated to affordable housing through LaSalle Reimagined Initiative.
And when do you expect that to come to fruition? How long will it take to get all that up and running?
Well, there are several meetings being held with the Department of Planning and individual developers. I mean, these things require time. It's not going to be something that happens in 2023. The commitments are there, but you have to allow time for all the entire process, from permitting and community feedback and the actual refurbishment process. So it'll take a while for that to come to fruition.
And Rich, do you feel safe when you're in the city?
I do. I mean, I've in the last several weeks, especially as the weather's been warmer, instead of Ubering or taking the train, I've been walking everywhere. And, you know, I have not had one incident, and that's been my experience in several others' experience. You can have a good, safe time in this city, but there is the reality that things happen on occasion, and that's exactly, that's the truth. Things do happen on occasion, but it's not like it's a daily occurrence.
Right. I gotcha. Thank you for joining us. That's Rich Gamble, board president for the Chicago Loop Alliance. Steve has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.